You know what? I have a message for you Judeo-Christians out there. Falling for the lie that the Jews are God's chosen people, when clearly, if you read the Bible and you study the Bible and use your brain, they're not God's chosen people. Okay? Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. I don't need to read the whole scripture because that's enough. You know, you're murderers, you're liars, you're cheaters. Okay, all you liberals out there and you Judeo-Christians buying into this crap. It just floors me. I mean, can you not see they hate you, that they want to destroy the white race? Can't you see what they're doing out there? Can't you see it? They hate you. You Judeo-Christians are going down with the Jews. I'm not saying you won't be saved, but you're not God's elect. You're not God's elect. You better believe that the tribe of Judah are the Germans. And why they have been destroyed and killed and murdered on a mass scale. I have all these blacks coming on my channel telling me they're God's chosen people when they've never fulfilled one Abrahamic promise. Never once. Not one. And you have all these truthers on the internet telling you the Zionists are doing it. You know what? Fuck you, all you truthers on the YouTube channels. Because you know what? That's just your cowardly way of not exposing the Jews. Because you don't want to lose your subs. You don't want to offend anybody. You know? I make videos based on some intellectual thought and how the tribe of Israel escaped through the, you know, I'm going to go back to where, you know, the tribe of Judah was taken captive by the Babylonians with the tribe of Benjamin. Okay. And then the other 10 tribes were taken over by the Assyrians. They escaped through the Caucasus Mountains, okay? Through the Black Sea. Through the Darius Pass. You can, all this information is out there, okay? It's out there for you guys to study and learn about. But you don't. You have these truthers, you know, talking about, they figure out who's who through numerology, and they're, you know, they're sealed by God through, because they know numerology and all this bullshit. You know, I'm getting tired of it. You better wake up to the facts that the blacks are pre-Adamites, okay? It's proven through archaeology over and over and over again, right? The Asians. Where do you think Cain went to find a wife in the Bible? He's King Sargon, okay? He went to Asia and created civilizations. In Asia, the Jews, today are known as the Turkish mongrels because they're Asian. Okay, so they're also, you know, they're Esau and Jacob in the Bible, right? Right. You get that? Remember that story? Yeah. Esau married Hittite women, which were Canaanites, right? They lost their bloodline, so the Jews think they have some stronghold on Abraham because their father's Abraham. But Esau married Hittite women, the Canaanites. And so, today, their bloodline is gone. They are Satan's children. Their bloodline from the offspring of Cain. You know, Eve and Satan had sex and had Cain. And if you look in John chapter 1, it says who Cain is of the wicked one. Do you think that's Adam? I don't think so, 'cause you know what, Adam, you don't see his genealogy with Cain in it, do you? No. Cain's genealogy is a totally different story. Right? You've been lied to, you Judeo-Christians. Judeo-Christians. And you're our enemy right now, you know what? Because you are on the side of the Jews. You're fighting for the Jews. And do you think that God's going to bless you for that? I don't think so. I don't think so. I have a message to you, Judeo-Christians. God is disgusted with you, thoroughly disgusted. And you're going to go down in the fire with him. You know, I'm not necessarily saying that you're going to hell or you're going to burn forever, but you're not the elect. You're not anything near to the blessings that God is going to give to the elect at this time who realize that the Bible was misinterpreted. King James was an imperialist. Right? He was a universalist. Everything for his kingdom meant that, and money and everything that was going to be in his favor had to, you had to prove that everyone will be saved. Well, I would suggest that you go study the Septuagint Bible, which is the Greek interpretation. Not contaminated by King James. All right. I'm so sick and tired of all these channels talking about fake this and fake that. What? Who? We know the news is faking the news because they're the Jews. They own the entire media. They own Hollywood. They own all the banks. They own the porn industry. Okay? Baal worship is when you have orgies and you give all of your energy to Satan through sexuality. Lesbians and gays and all this stuff. It just, you know. So when you go on your free porn sites all day, you're just giving energy to Satan on a mass scale because it's all free and you're all doing it at the same time. You know, I don't care. Some of you come to my channel and talk about my name, Bellfire 44. Guess what? That's a play on the word Hellfire Club, because I have a website called bellfireclub.com. And I expose the Jews, okay? So, any of you who come to me and try to tell me I'm a witch and my name is satanic and all this crap, you know what? Go screw yourselves, okay? Because that's what you're saying. Because all I ever do is expose the Jews, Satan's kids, for what they're doing to you and our whole world. Christian nationalism? Really? It's been going on for how long, you guys? This ain't nothing new. It's been going on, you know, 100 years. And you people that think, the president-elect right now is going to change the world. He's going to make America great again. Trump. You're an idiot. Because you know what? Most of his staff, all of it, if you look up who's on his staff, they're all Jews. Okay? They're all Jews. And all you blacks out there that attack me constantly saying that you're God's chosen, it's because you have been duped. You've been enslaved. You were taken in by slavery by the Jews, not the whites. Okay, the Jews. And crazy, they took the most intelligent blacks over here to bring them over here to enslave you. And you're the most intelligent? Give me a break. You never fulfilled one Abrahamic prophecy ever. Are you creating nations all over the world like the Israelite white Caucasian races? Nope, you're not. It's really funny because you lay claim to making peanut butter. That's your invention. But guess what? You know, it was the Kellogg's brothers. It wasn't even you guys that did it. It's just all lies. All you have to do is study history and archaeology to know that the blacks have been here at least 25,000 years or more. The Asians, maybe 100, a million years or more. I mean, I've heard things like even that the black race was created outside the universe from Satan's doing. I'll tell you what, you better wake up, white Caucasians. You better wake up. Because your identity has been stolen by the Jews. The blacks are trying to steal your identity. You know, and I don't care. Y'all can threaten me and do all your stuff, but nobody can hurt me unless God allows it. And you don't scare me. This pink-haired girl, who you all think is crazy because I have pink hair and all that. You know what? I'm just an artist. I'm just a creative person in life. I'm just a mom, a musician. I do, you know, I went to college. I went to 5 years of college. Did I learn anything? Nope. I didn't learn crap. Because we don't learn about the true history of the Caucasian race and the migration of the Israelites. No, we don't. They're not going to tell you that in school. Nope, because you're going to learn communism in college, which is Judaism. But they like to put that under different names, like environmentalists. And, you know, all those stupid new names for It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Tolerance. We need to all love each other. We're all the same. Even psychology is bullshit. All right. All the psychology and all the psychologists are mostly Jews that created that crap. Self-esteem. You know. Bipolar. I study personality types, and there's a thing called Myers-Briggs personality types, and I happen to be an ENFP, which is an extroverted, intuitional, feeling, perceptive person. And guess what? We get called bipolar because we think outside the box. We think in the big picture. Okay, that's why I do what I do. I'm very good at connecting dots where most people can't. Seeing things, connections that other people can't see. It's a gift of the ENFP. But no, we're going to get called bipolar. Carrie Fisher with her bipolar crap is a bullshit. There ain't no bipolar. Okay? It's just a way of thinking and seeing things. I'm not bipolar. I have been labeled that. Okay? I've been labeled bipolar. I'm not bipolar. I'm an extroverted intuitional. I have intuition. I can see the big picture. I can connect dots where most people cannot. I would suggest people take that test. The Myers-Briggs personality test, because you'll find that a lot of us have different ways of cognitively dealing with the world, like left hand, right hand. Like if someone threw a football at me, I'd probably grab my right hand up first. Maybe a left hand person would put their left hand, first. But some people are extroverts. They deal with the world. They have to talk to think. Introverts have to think to talk. Okay. Some people take information in and they make evaluations based on their feelings or their thinking abilities. So whatever's most dominant. I happen to use my feelings to interpret information. Other people use their thinking, you know? Some people are the P and ENFP. I'm a perceiver, which means that I actually weigh a lot of stuff out for a long time and I come to conclusions not immediately. But a judger, the J, like if ENFJ, a judger would come to conclusions based on information that they weighed out. They just know it right away, you know. And judgers will plan everything. They'll plan everything. Perceivers, they just go on a whim. They go on a trip and they don't plan where they're going and all that. So there are judgers, like they'll plan the whole trip. We just have different ways of cognitively dealing with things, right? And they want to turn everything into a mental illness. You know, if you don't do things like everybody else, like the ISTJ, they love the ISTJs because they're the workers and they're the most popular personality type in the world is ISTJs because they're the workers. And that's what the Jews want. You know, they want the slave workers. And there's no place for ENFPs in this world because we are the thinkers. We can argue anything. We're great at arguments. We come up with really logical arguments. Now, no one's better than anybody else. I'm not saying that one personality is better than the other. And this is based on Karl Marx, which is or Carl Jung, I mean, sorry. Marx is obviously the communist Jew. But Carl Jung, it's based on Carl Jung and you know, they're not going to tell you that in school. They're not going to teach you that. They're not going to tell you that everyone has different ways of dealing with information. I know I've gone on off on a tangent on this, but it's something that I've held dear to my heart for a long time, these personality types. And I would suggest everybody goes to Myers-Briggs and takes it. Takes the test. And if you have to get it done professionally or whatever, but it will show you that we all deal with information differently. And they like to call everybody who deals with information differently. They'll call some of them mentally ill because it doesn't fit in to the Jew plan to take the world over nationally, control everybody. And you know, Satan eventually taking over the entire universe and God's throne, because that's what they want to do. CERN, all this stuff, you know, all this stuff they do is just all about wanting to take over the throne of God. I just happen to be one of those people that can really think outside the box and think of the big picture. I'm not special. So, a lot of these truthers, you know, they make it such a big deal and so confusing. And sometimes I wonder if they do it on purpose. It's not. Okay, you got the Adamite, Caucasian race. Adam, Adam, means to blush in the face, the white race. The blacks and the Asians and all that, you know, they're the pre-Adamite races. We were made, we're God's children. The white race. We are made and offsprings from God. We existed in heaven before we came here. John chapter 3 explains it. We came from heaven and we will go back. Only those that came from heaven are going back to heaven. It's clear in John chapter 3. Read it. To be born again is to be born of heaven, because you were already there and born of the seed of God, Caucasian race. And then born again on the earth, because our job is to usher in the kingdom of God. Every one of us has light in our DNA. It affects the universe, if you want to use that term, because I believe we live in a dome, and there are no. We live in a glass dome. We don't. On a flat earth, we don't live with a bunch of planets around us and all this stuff. We live in. Above us is energy and dimensions and frequencies. Okay. We were born of the Father, of His seed. The blacks were not born of the seed of God. They're creations on the earth, like a dog or any other animal, the beast of the field. When a black person has sex with a white person, they create a baby. It's called a mamzer. That is in the Bible. It's a Hebrew word. Look it up. You Caucasians were made from this, from God's seed. You're His offspring. So, don't allow yourselves to be fooled by the Bible, which I believe probably 40,000 words have been mistranslated to create the Judeo-Christian religion. Okay? That God, that the Jews are God's chosen people. Guess what? The word Jew means Canaanites. The tribe of Judah are the Judahites. They never translated the words right. God, Jesus was the king of the Judahites, not the Jews. Until you figure that out, you're going to be lost, and you're going to be following one channel after the other on YouTube and this and that person and this church and that church. You've been lied to, okay? And until you figure it out, you'll be lost. And you know what? You're going to get the fate. If you protect the Jews, you Judeo-Christians, if you protect them and tell everybody that they're, you know, they're God's chosen, and you're going down with them. They're going down with the ship. And you'll never be God's elect. And any of you out there who say you're God's elect and believe that the Jews are God's chosen people, you're a race traitor. You're a race traitor. You're going to be shredded and burnt in the fire with the Jews because you're one of them, Judeo-Christian. The wheats and the tares in the Bible, you know, where Satan came and sowed the evil seed, the Jew seed, the children of Satan. The wheats and the tares, you know, the wheat looks like the tares because they both look white. But I'll tell you what, Jews don't, they don't blush. They can't. They look white. And let me tell you, there's black Jews and Asian Jews and Arab Jews, and you know, the crypto Jews. Don't be a fool. Don't be foolish and side with the Jews because you're going down with them in the fire. Read, you know, read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 6 through 10. God's angels are coming to burn the earth and to harvest it. If you want to go down with the Jews, fine. That's your choice. So that's pretty much what I have to say tonight because it's been on my heart to tell you. You've been fooled, deceived, lied to. And if you watch the news and you listen to their bullshit, you're giving energy to what they believe is using your imagination will create reality. So if you're on their side, you're helping them create a reality that they want. It's never going to happen, you know, because we know what the Bible says. Read Obadiah. Just read Obadiah, what's going to happen to the Edomite Jews. And their pride. And they glorify over our suffering. And all during Jacob's troubles, and they glorify over suffering, for suffering. Now, God has a plan. Ain't pretty. Read Zechariah 5 about how the angels are going to come. And if you want to call them ships and aliens and alien ships or whatever they're going to do, read it. Flying scrolls coming in the windows, burning down people's houses. They're going to do it. And they're known as the Bears of the North. Nope, that's not Russia, like the Judeo-Christians want to tell you. No, north is heaven. It's all through the Bible. And the bears are God's angels. And they're coming to harvest the earth. So I just want to tell you guys, I love you. My friends on here. People who support me. And the truth. I love you. I love all my Israelite family. The white Caucasian race. You don't want to go down with the ship. You don't want to go down with the ship. So you better repent and you better stop supporting the Jews as God's chosen people. Because God has clearly said all through the Bible that they are not. They are Satan's kids. Flat out, period. All right. Think about that, and I will talk to you guys later.